Blog Talk Radio.
We got 2 minutes before the show on the order.
We get out here.
Oh, I didn't realize I was on the air yet, but I'll start the show now.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, today's show is going to be a little bit different because we've got things going on here in New Mexico. And one of the reasons why I didn't realize my show had already started was because I had the sound turned down on my computer, did not hear the announcement saying there was 30 seconds left. And so that was my fault. I didn't mean for that to happen. But here in New Mexico, I have been talking about how liberals have a tendency to blame others when they're caught doing the wrong things. And we've got that going all over New Mexico now. Our governor is now, according to me anyway, considered the Governor Cuomo of New Mexico. She's got a sex scandal against her over something that happened a year ago. And she paid $62,000 to keep it hushed up, but it because of the Pinion Post and other conservative media sources here in New Mexico, that has gotten out, much to her chagrin. And she is blaming everybody but her for that. Well, it also goes into Albuquerque, where the governor or the mayor of the city is now blaming Republicans and everybody else for the problems that he's having here in Albuquerque. And the problems that he's having here in Albuquerque is quite simply because of his policies. And the problems that our governor is having here in New Mexico is quite frankly because of her policies and the things that she's doing wrong. And in my update yesterday, I called her the Cuomo of New Mexico. And yeah, I agree with you there. But this kind of thing goes all the way up into the White House right now with Jen Psaki blaming everybody but where the blame actually lies. And it seems like no matter how hard Republicans try, things just don't seem to work in their favor because we do the same things that the Democrats do and bring up what the other party is doing wrong, and we get blamed for it. Right now, the Democratic governor of New Jersey is running cover for MLG, our governor, amid the groping payoff and says she's doing a great job. Really? You mean groping people and doing things that you're not supposed to do in office is doing a great job? I don't understand. Never accepting responsibility is a major sign of psychopaths. And Deb Shepherd in the chat room said that. And that is so very true, folks. And what we have here essentially is a failure to communicate. And Tucker Carlson said something on Thursday, and he's getting himself into trouble for the things that he's saying too, with Chelsea Clinton trying to censor his show. But on Thursday, FNC host Tucker Carlson criticized the Democrats in Washington, D.C. for touting an expansion of the number of justices on the Supreme Court, which included an announcement from the House and the Senate Democrats earlier in the day. Carlson reminded viewers of the countless times Democrats had opposed such efforts in the past and said such proposals were made in the name of power. And that's exactly right. But Carlson said eminent epidemiologist Chelsea Clinton has just called on the social media giant Facebook to ban his show. Why? Because they asked obvious questions about the coronavirus vaccine, things that I have done, things that I have said and gotten banned off of YouTube for. And this is just awesome to me. It seems like the Democrats' world and the and I'm including the Republicans on this one too, because there are Republicans in there who are just going right along with the Democrats. And those kind of politicians are the ones that are going to be going. They're going to be disappearing because the people are going to vote them out. And another headline that was in the Pinion Post was, well-meaning liberals are willing to let people die to keep victim mentality alive. And we see that in all of this. And this that whole thing about never accepting responsibility is a major sign of psychopaths. The Democrats are showing us exactly that right down the line. And it seems like they just can't seem to understand that it's them that's bringing them down. It's them that's doing all of the things that are hurting them. And then the thing that's going on here in Albuquerque is 20 APD officers quit the emergency response team after dozens leave the force altogether. And it's because of the mayor's policies on what he wants done here in Albuquerque. So he's blaming the people. He's blaming everyone except for who the blame lies on. And I'm glad that everybody's here on the to start the show tonight. We will be right back.
But what we saw in that Senate today with a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to see.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. Call in number is 646-478-5284 if you want to call in. One of the things that I have really noticed lately is the Democrat Party seems to be coming apart at the seams. They do not know I'm not really sure if the land of enchantment has become the center of the media, but with our tyrant governor, she has essentially kept us totally locked down. And the latest maps on coronavirus are beyond what she said we had to be in order to open up the state. And as it sits now, last week, I think there was 10 states in the yellow, and the rest of the states, I think there was 4 in the green, and the rest of them were in the turquoise, which was her new color. So more than 3/4 of the state is either green or turquoise, so we should be opened up, but we're not. We're still locked down. She still has us under the mandate that says you have to wear a mask. I won't do it. And I've been listening to a lady show, a couple of ladies that go to my church, and they have their show on KIVA radio here in Albuquerque, and they call themselves Liberty Ladies Unite. And They have a show on every Wednesday, or not every Wednesday, I'm sorry, every Saturday from 3 to 7. And they have figured out a way to get around the mask mandate. And they keep being told by everybody that here in New Mexico, it's a law. You have to wear your mask. Well, it's not. And this is where the land of enchantment is becoming the center of the media, because in New Mexico, we're right now surrounded by states that have completely opened up, except for Colorado, of course. Colorado is still a little bit closed up, but compared to New Mexico, they're open too. And New Mexico, oh, really? Okay, that sounds actually really good. One of the things with New Mexico is that, and it was really hard for me to move here even though I wanted to, because I came from Indiana. And Vorp in the chat room says, Indiana took Governor Holcomb's emergency powers away from him. Stores are still making them wear masks. Well, the thing is, if it's not a state law, they really cannot make you wear a mask. And what these ladies that I was just talking about, the Liberty Ladies Unite, they go into stores without a mask. And according to New Mexico state law, if you go into a store, you have to have a mask. Well, it's not state law. According to the governor, you have to wear a mask. It's her mandate. So 99% of the people out there are saying, well, it's a mandate, so it is a law. No, it's not. You know, in order to make it a law, the governor would have had to have gone to the legislature and the judicial and the legislative branches of the New Mexico state government. And I think it's that way pretty much in almost every state. But in order to make a law, it has to go through the judicial and it has to go through the House, essentially the House and the Senate of the state, pass those and then go to the governor's desk to be signed into law. This never was. Mayors have, yeah, okay. Yes, that is very true. The law, as long as it's not a law, there are ways around that. And these ladies have what they do is they go into like Albertsons and they don't wear a mask. And she said the last time that they were in a store, that she was in a store in an Albertsons where she was followed around by three people and all of them were waving masks at her and telling her that she had to wear a mask. Two of them told her that it was a state law. She turned around and told them, okay, show me the law. Show me the number, the law number. Show me that. And it's like Vorp says, realistically, the period of emergency has passed. But the Democrats don't want to get rid of that because it gets rid of the power. And here in New Mexico, I'll say the Democrats, because the Democrats run this state. Two-thirds of the state is red, but where the power lies is in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and that's blue. The rest of the state, there's little towns all over the place. And it's like I had said last week, the mayor, and not the mayor, but the governor has fined my church twice for $5,000 each, and the church will not pay it, which to me is the way to go. They are getting away with what a lot of people are saying you can't do. The governor and the legislatures of the states and the federal government have gone for a year and taken our freedoms and our civil rights away from us. And the problem in that has been that the people have allowed it. Oh, the owner of Albertson shot his wife for eating Ralph's meat Where that in California? I just was reading what Bringing a Boy said. The owner of Albertsons shot his wife for eating Ralph's meat. That's, wonder if he's a liberal. But, you know, here in Albuquerque, this lady who does this show here in on the radio station here in town had these people following her around and telling her that she had to wear a mask. And she said, no, I don't. And she said that she's looked this up and she has followed this around all about the laws and how to get around these things. If you have a pre-existing condition that makes it so you cannot wear a mask, that can keep you from wearing a mask, but it's also illegal for them to ask you to prove it. At least it is here in New Mexico. I don't know if it is in California, but it is here in New Mexico. And she gets away with this because she's got asthma and cannot wear the mask. But she says that it is against the law for them to ask her to prove that she's got a pre-existing condition that where she cannot wear a mask. And she gets away with this. She does not wear a mask in stores. And I'm seriously thinking about doing the same thing. It would be a hoot to get away with that because I hate wearing a mask. It gives me headaches. And usually I'll wear the mask underneath my nose so I can actually breathe. But a lot of the stores, you know, like Albertson, like Walmart where I go, when I walk in, if I don't have the mask over my nose, they tell me I have to have it over my nose. And so for a few seconds, I pull it over my nose until I get into the store and then I pull it back down again. But I think I'm going to start not wearing a mask. Probably embarrass the hell out of my wife. It's something that, you know, she will wear a mask outside so that she doesn't have to put it on when coming into the store. Me, I will not. The things that, you know, I figure they've had studies where ultraviolet light from the sun will kill coronavirus. Sun shines here 95% of the time. If you're outside, you're in the sun. And then on top of that, you get above temperatures of 75, and that kills coronavirus too. And so what they do is they have all these baskets out inside in the parking lot, and they'll take them in and detox them. Nothing like parking your car. And that kind of thing only happens when you park your car like about a half a mile away from the store. I know that the last time I couldn't find a parking place that was really close, and I got out, walked all the way to the door, and I realized, holy crap, I forgot my mask, and I had to go all the way back. And Bringing a Boy says, chemtrails block the sun's rays so it can't kill the virus. Here, I don't see that many chemtrails. They're few and far in between. And, you know, in Indiana, I saw them all the time. The day would become cloudy from chemtrails that just would spread out and become clouds. But here, I haven't seen that. So I don't, you know, there's not that many jets that fly over Albuquerque. And so you don't see the chemtrails all over the place like I did in Indiana and probably in California from Bringing a Boy. He's in California. But the whole thing that's coming out now is that all these liberals and these so-called conservatives that really are just kind of rhinos in the first place are out here, and they're willing to let people die to keep this victim mentality alive that they so thrive on. And we, to me, the victim mentality is nothing more than stupidity. It makes people victims that really are not, you know, and I've had people trying to make me feel like a victim for the things that I believe and the things that they believe. And they say that, well, you're a victim of what you believe and you need. No, I'm not a victim. I was raised by my father and my mom to do the right things. And if I don't do the right things, then I suffer the consequences of that. That doesn't make me a victim. It doesn't make me a victim because I didn't do the right thing. You know, and that's the whole thing with this whole George Floyd thing and all of this. George Floyd was a criminal. Why is this victim mentality making everybody go, oh my God, that shouldn't have happened, when he was resisting arrest in the first place? You know, and that's something that I would never do. My dad always told me, he says, if you get stopped by a cop, be pleasant. Don't be belligerent. He said, he always told me, he says, there are bad cops out there, but most of them are not bad. And I've always lived by that. I get stopped by a cop and I will hand them my driver's license and I will show them my insurance papers and things like that and find out what they were stopping me for. And usually they're very nice. And the most belligerent ones I ever met were here in Albuquerque. But some of the nicest ones I ever met were here in Albuquerque too. And in Indiana, I think I was stopped for doing 5 miles out and an hour over the speed limit down Green Street in Brownsburg. And, you know, I knew I'd been doing, I knew I was wrong. And when I let them know, you know, that I was cordial, I gave them my driver's license. I gave them my insurance papers. I got a ticket. It was, yeah, but it was my fault. I wasn't the victim. I wasn't anybody's victim. And that's where this world is going wrong today. We've become a society that is allowing people to tell us, oh, you're a victim. Oh, okay, I'm a victim. I guess that means that I can let people die so that they can be victims too. Really? And now we have this whole thing here in New Mexico with MLG, our governor, paying $62,000 payoff to alleged groping victim. And all the while that this is happening, the liberal paper here in Albuquerque fixates on the GOP pouncing on the story. Well, of course they're going to pounce on the story. Why shouldn't they? The Democrats do it. They find something and it doesn't even have to be true, and they'll pounce on the story. They will take somebody out of office with a fake story. You can't do that to the Democrats because they get pissed off. They get mad. They throw a hissy fit and a tantrum. You can't do that. Why not? If you're doing the wrong things, folks, you're doing the wrong things. There are consequences to those actions. Nobody seems to understand that. And in Michigan, their governor panics. Michigan governor expands mask mandate to two-year-olds now. Two-year-olds? Really? Two-year-olds? This is totally ridiculous. You get somebody in government like Fauci, who changes his story every freaking day that he says anything about coronavirus. And he says stupid things. And then we have people like Governor Whitmer in Michigan expanding mask mandates to two-year-olds. What are those masks going to do to those two-year-olds? One of the things that happened a couple of Saturdays ago, I did a update that is still on Rumble. It is still on BitChute. But I put it on YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble. And a good 10 minutes of that, in the middle of it, was a doctor out of Texas who was explaining the things that were wrong with the way that we are doing things with masks. A doctor. And he has his own clinic down in Texas. I think it's in Houston. And he did a video on the dangers of masks, especially on kids. The whole update was like 28 minutes long. And YouTube removed it. They removed it for what they said was medical misinformation. And I wrote them, and I says, oh, you mean information that's given by a doctor who knows what he's talking about is misinformation when it goes against what you believe? They took that as a contesting what they did, taking my video down. And the next email I got from them said they had re-reviewed my video and it stayed deleted. Well, I knew that it would, and I'm still on lockdown on YouTube for another week. But I'll tell you what, as soon as I get off of that lockdown, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to find something that goes completely against the liberal mandates and against the liberal mask mandates and what they're trying to do here in America, especially with the southern border. And I'm going to hit YouTube with that. It'll probably get taken off almost immediately. But that'll be my third strike, and I will not have an account on YouTube anymore. I've had an account on YouTube for almost 9 years now. And in 4 weeks, I have gotten two strikes because they're starting to push back on what I have to say. But what I'm saying, even though it disagrees with what they're saying, is not false and is not misinformation. The only misinformation there on YouTube when it came to what I was saying was what they said. And I absolutely love it when they try and hit me with that, because I look at that now as a badge of honor. Oh, they took me down. Huh, it's a badge of honor. That shows that I'm getting their goat.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement, one word, .com,
and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless, from photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping. I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741, or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all.
Things that I have noticed since I got my new computer is that I had no way to put the things that I had done, all of my bumper music that I had done from my old computer and put it onto my new one. There is no USB ports on it or anything else. So I had to re-record all of my bumper music, and it actually sounds a lot better now than it did before. But I was looking in the Western Journal just a few minutes ago, and the main headline there is one that really should concern all of us, I think, because one of the things that Trump had done was he put a ban on using aborted baby parts in taxpayer-funded research. Biden has now gotten rid of that. President Joe Biden's administration, and this is, in my opinion, faux President Joe Biden's administration, has reversed former President Donald Trump's ban on using aborted fetal tissue for taxpayer-funded research. The National Institutes of Health made the announcements on Friday, which is today, after Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said Thursday that he opposed the Trump administration rules restricting the use of aborted fetal tissue, the Washington Post reported. Becerra said, quote, "We believe that we have to do research, and it takes to make sure that we are incorporating innovation and getting all those types of treatment and therapies out there to the American people," unquote. Under Trump's watch, the Department of Health and Human Services conducted a nine-month review of government-funded research involving fetal tissue from elective abortions. On July 2019, HHS banned the NIH's internal research team from using fetal tissue and installed ethics boards to oversee all the federally funded research. Now, to me, that was a good idea. But what is going on now is that in the fake administration that we have now, Biden has gotten rid of that. He's decided that all of these things that Trump did has to be gotten rid of somehow. And some of that is actually biting him in the butt right now, because there are people like Yvette Harrell here in New Mexico, who is pushing with a bunch of other senators right now to get the border wall started again. And one of the reasons why this is so important is because the money had already been allocated to the border wall through Congress. So it was actually really illegal for Biden to stop that. The money had already been allocated. Okay, now a lot of people will say, okay, well, he took that money, he stopped the border wall, so we get the money back. No, we don't. We don't. The government is going to keep that money no matter what, but we've got all of this, all of these supplies sitting down on the border. And if anybody has seen any of the photos that Yvette Harrell had taken while she was down at the border, she found all these places where all of this stuff had been bought and paid for and then put down on the border so that they could make the wall. And it's still sitting there. It's been bought. It's been paid for. And I guess there's some, there's a whole bunch of governors who have, I think it was 52 or something like that, that, or not 52, not governors, but legislators, senators, congressmen, who have gone up to Biden and told him he needs to start building on the wall again. And it's a good idea to do, because one of the things that's going on down here now is the fact that in order to build the wall, they had to make roads. And the roads had to be fairly decent. They're dirt, but they had to be cleaned, graded, and smoothed out so they could bring this equipment in. Well, when Biden shut down the border wall construction on this, those roads went vacant. Nobody is watching over those roads now. And who's coming in and using those roads? The cartels. They're bringing people in through New Mexico and through Arizona and probably in through Texas and also California. And they're not, you know, the border wall roads that were put there to help build the wall are being used by the cartels now. And this has to stop, folks. And then if you stop and think about it, all of this stuff is sitting out there. Where it was left after it was bought and put down there to build the wall, it's just sitting there now. I can see somebody coming along like the cartels and saying, look at all this stuff here. We can steal this. And what will happen then is that the taxpayers will have paid for all of this stuff that should have been for the border wall, and the drug cartels will be using them. And the Democrats don't see this. They don't think about this. As a matter of fact, you ask almost any Democrat around there, including our tyrannical governor here in New Mexico, there's no problem down at the border. Well, if there was no problem down at the border, then why has Kamala Harris stayed away from the border? She's the one that Biden put in charge of the border. She's gone to Mexico, but she won't go to the border. She'll go over the border into Mexico and go down and talk to the Mexican governors and the Mexican authorities, but she won't go to the border. Why? Because she knows there is a crisis down there. And from where I'm living, I'm only about 300 miles at the most from the border. And we get a lot of stuff here in Albuquerque that is from the border. I mean, you got the Biden administration is putting illegals everywhere he possibly can. And last week, I found an article where the Biden is trying to put illegals into red states to house them in red states. Why? To get rid of them being red states. Because the next thing they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, you guys need a path to citizenship. We'll make you a citizen. Just make sure you vote for Democrats. And there is where the gist of this whole thing comes in. We have the Democrats and sadly a lot of the Republicans talking like people who came into this country illegally have a right to become citizens because they got here and nobody's done anything about it. But that's not all that's going on here, folks. And almost everywhere you look, Republicans are getting the shaft. Why? For just being Republicans. One of the other articles that I'd found was off of Todd Starnes, and it was about Representative Burgess Owens. And this all has to do with the woke racism business that's going on all over the United States. But Representative Burgess Owens, who is a Republican out of Utah, called out the Salt Lake Tribune Friday for white-splaining after the paper published an editorial cartoon comparing him to the Ku Klan. Now, Burgess Owens is a black man. The cartoon set by satirist Pat Begley compares Owens, a black Republican, to the KKK for shining a light on the southern border crisis under President Biden. Now, Owens tweeted, "This is pathetic," and added that the KKK is a radical group, a radical hate group that terrorized him in his youth. And because he is one of the many sounding the alarm of the trauma being forced by women and children crossing the border, he gets lambasted for it. And the cartoon was, it showed him standing at the border with his finger pointing over the border, and he says, "They are coming to your neighborhoods." And then the other side of the cartoon said, 70 years ago, Ku Klux Klan, "They are coming to your neighborhoods." To me, that is a sick thing to do. He called it woke racism. In another tweet, Owen said he expects an apology, but added, "I won't hold my breath." Burgess Owens wrote, he said, "We have heard of mansplaining. Now we have white-splaining from a white man comparing a black man who grew up under the Jim Crow laws to the KKK. Awful tone deaf, Pat Begley. I expect an apology, but I won't hold my breath." Pat Begley wrote back and says, "If any of these Utah politicians uttered the white supremacist dog whistle Burgess Owens used when he would have been featured in the cartoons, treating Owens differently because of his race is the definition of racism. Burgess Owens wrote back, "No nerve. What you at Pat Begley don't seem to realize is the KKK didn't use dog whistles when I was growing up. They openly and lawfully terrorized my segregated community with torches and nooses. You are just continuing that legacy." To which Pat Begley wrote back, "I hit a nerve with Utah's QAnon congressman." You see, folks, no matter how much leftists are talked about and told the truth about, they can't see it. And the problem comes in when we allow it. And it's like I said at the beginning of this show, we have allowed this. And bringing up boys says, why isn't the media reporting this? Well, where I got this from was from Todd Starnes. And he is a conservative reporter, person. And he is an awful lot like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh was. He looks these things up. He finds them. He puts effort into finding this stuff, something the media won't do. They won't report it because it goes completely against their policies. And then the other thing that was going on, this one actually really caught my eye because Jim Jordan is somebody that I really like. And the other day, Jim Jordan, Fauci, and Maxine Waters got in a shouting match during House hearing. And Jim Jordan was told to shut his mouth. And it was a contentious exchange during a House hearing between Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, like I said, changes his story every time he turns around, and GOP Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio over individual liberties and pandemic policies that got out of control. And it got out of control Thursday when Democratic Representative Maxine Waters, that, you know, the pig in a lipstick, screamed at the Ohioan to shut his mouth. Jordan, an opponent of government restrictions on the First Amendment, was grilling Fauci over how his public health recommendations and predictions have affected the rights of people to live freely during a House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus hearing. Jordan pointed out that 15 days to slow the spread turned into 1 year of lost liberty. When will they get their freedoms back? And Fauci, who was visibly stirred, did not appear to want to have a discussion about how his recommendations have affected constitutional liberties. When he replied back, he says, "You're indicating liberties and freedoms. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital. This will end for sure when we get the level of infection very low." And Jordan came right back and says, "You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened over the last year, Dr. Fauci?" And he said, he went right back to the thing that he said, it will open up as soon as the infections of the coronavirus are low enough. Jordan then said, "I just want to know when Americans will get their First Amendment liberties back. What measures have to be attained before Americans get their First Amendment liberties back?" And Fauci, who is rarely frazzled, said the clampdown on civil liberties for some Americans would end when the level of infection is low, but offered no specifics. By that point, The discussion had devolved into a shouting match as Democratic House members jumped to Fauci's defense. Of course they did. Democratic Representative Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, for example, said COVID restrictions could be eased, quote, when 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated, unquote. And he said that in an apparent display of sarcasm. And Jordan responded, "You're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn." I love Jordan. He is one of these people that will not back down. And we have so few of them in Congress right now. And when I find the story on one that doesn't back down, I'll tell it. I'll tell it happily, because that means that somebody on our side has found a backbone. Sadly, too many don't know what a backbone is. Sadly, too many have lost their backbone. And I was wondering here, from bringing it, boy, he's out of California. I have not heard much over the past week or so or two of what is going on in California with Governor Newsom. Last thing I heard was that they had the signatures to get rid of him. They had the signatures to recall him. But I haven't heard anything else on this. I haven't seen any news on Governor Newsom and what's going on. And that's one of the reasons why I've kind of switched over to New Mexico with the things that I've been talking about. And it's like yesterday I talked about this whole thing with our governor and her paying the $62,000 as hush money to keep this whole thing about this groping incident that happened a year ago. I have now called her the Cuomo of New Mexico, and I'm going to send her my video where I actually called her that. They will probably not look at it. They will probably not do anything about it. But Bringing It Boy says they are verifying signatures at this time, which is a good thing. The last thing that I had heard on that was that they had verified that enough signatures had been signed to get rid of him. So maybe I heard wrong on that. I don't know. Of course, I'm here in New Mexico, not in California. So maybe what I heard was something that had been reported that hadn't happened yet. I don't know. But I'm sure hoping it happens, because I found out also this week, or not earlier or last week or something like that, that there actually is a petition out here in New Mexico to get rid of our governor, which I have signed. I have sent it into the station that pushing that, and it's the same station as Liberty Ladies Unite are on Saturday, the KIVA here in Albuquerque. And I printed out probably about 20 or 30 of them and handed them out. And I told them that if they, you know, the people I sent it to, that if they didn't want to mail them, just to get them back to me, and I would mail them myself. And nobody brought it back to me, so I'm not sure if they were signed or not. I know there were several people that probably did sign them. There are people who live in this complex that sadly are liberals. They are for everything that they... Ooh, okay. Yeah, Bringing It Boy said we had 800,000 signatures over the required number, but verification is about making sure the signatures are valid and real people who signed. Okay, so I'll keep looking at that, because to me, that is something that really needs to be done. They need to get rid of him, and We are at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
You know, one of the things I think that has gotten me in trouble here in New Mexico with several of the senators, and I haven't heard anything from the governor yet, but I'm sure if I keep sending her stuff, that I'll probably hear something. But I've got one senator here that's here in Albuquerque that has really gone to war against me. And I think one of the reasons for that is because I consider my studio right now as New Mexico's Freedom Studio. And I have had several people, including this one senator, mention that there is no such thing as New Mexico's Freedom Studio. Well, the problem is there is. And as long as I can get my word out, and as long as I can get what I'm trying to say out, I will continue saying that I'm doing it from New Mexico's Freedom Studio. And doing my show here is actually a lot more fun than it was in Indiana, because when I was in Indiana, I was among a bunch of people that actually believed the same way as I do. And here in New Mexico, a good portion of the people believe as I do, but the ones that have the power do not. And they're wielding that power like they're all holding us down on the ground with cattle prods on our necks to make us do the things that they want us to do. So like I had talked about earlier, one of the things that Governor Newsom, or Grisham, I've been talking about Governor Newsom, but Governor Grisham said when coronavirus first broke out that if most of the counties got to green and there were no red, that she would open the state back up. Well, she hasn't. Like I said at the beginning of the show, more than three quarters of this state is in the turquoise right now, with four counties in the green. That leaves only 10 counties left. Out of every county in New Mexico, there's only 10, well, actually last week it was 10. This week I think there's only about 9 or 8 that are still in the yellow. But we're still locked down. Why? Because she found this power, as most politicians do. They find this power that they don't want to let go of. One of the reasons why when a government makes a law, even a bad law, it is hard to get rid of it once it becomes a law. It's like Obamacare. That was something that should have been gotten rid of completely, but they piecemealed it. There are parts of it still around. There are parts of it that are still hurting people who cannot afford to get insurance. Thankfully, the price of insurance is coming down again. But I think with Biden in there, it's going to start going back up. And all that is doing is hurting the people of the United States. And the Democrats don't see it that way. They see it as, oh, I've got you under my thumb, and that's where you're going to stay. That's why none of the Democrats have gone down to the border. Almost daily, they have news stuff going on down at the border in southern New Mexico, Arizona, Texas. And I think out of every one of them that I've seen so far, I have not seen a Democrat down there yet. Why? Because they don't believe there's a problem there. They're not living it. They're living 3,000 miles away practically in Washington, D.C. They don't care. They don't see it as a problem because it doesn't affect them. And then one of the things that was going on this week was Ocasio-Cortez, it was Rashida Tlaib was saying that we need to get rid of the police, period. Just get rid of them altogether. I sent her a note. Of course, I don't live in her district, and she probably will never see this note. But I said, okay, we'll consider your idea if you get rid of all of your protection for 6 months. You cannot have Secret Service. You cannot have any military protection. You cannot call the cops if something happens. You're on your own. And you can't have guns either because you want to get rid of guns. If you can survive for 6 months, then maybe we'll consider. The difference in that whole thing is the fact that she lives in a walled house, just like all of them do. Pelosi lives in a walled house, but she doesn't want the border wall to be finished. She lives in a walled house with security. She wants to take our gun rights away. And my question can go to her, too. If she wants to take our gun rights away, fine. We'll take yours away for 6 months and see what happens. Take your protection away for 6 months, see what happens. Take your wall away for 6 months, see what happens. Give you the same exact protection that you want the American people to have and see if you'll go for it. I know they won't. Because they want their protection. They just don't want us to have our protection. They don't want us to be able to protect ourselves. Now, bringing up Boy says, I want to know why no major announcement by the U.S. government or the World Health Organization, the World Health Organization is a joke anyway, that we are no longer at a health risk level. Pandemic, just as the announced, we are under a world pandemic. Why many countries have the virus under control or gone? Exactly. South Dakota, the virus is damn near gone there. They've never been locked down. Texas is now opening up. They should, their governors opened the state up. There's a few liberal sections of the state that have decided, no, we're not going to open up. Because if we open up, then there'll be an influx of new cases. But they found out that there isn't. And if there are cases that are opening, that are coming out because they've opened up, 97.5% or more will get over it and then be immune to it. Yeah, bringing it voices. We're no longer under a high pandemic threat level. I wonder what's up. Exactly. I've been wondering the same thing, but I think what it is, it's just like here in New Mexico, it's power. They want that power over the people. The states that, you know, like South Dakota and Florida and Texas that have pretty much opened up, they're finding out. And one of the things that I brought up a few weeks ago was that our governor had talked about with Florida opening up, how they have more cases of COVID than we do. Well, frickin' of course they do. I mean, they've got the second oldest population in the United States, for one thing. They've got more people in Miami than New Mexico has. Of course they're going to have more cases than we do. But per capita, they don't. And Bringing a Voice says, if we didn't have vaccine, maybe I could see precautions still in place. But we have a vaccine. Cases don't mean death. Exactly. But they're telling us here in New Mexico and several other states now that if you have the vaccine, you still have to wear your mask. You still have to stay 6 feet apart. You still cannot go into a store like Walmart without a mask. But Governor, I've already had my shots. I've had both of them. I'm fully vaccinated. Why can't I? Because you can't. And it's like Bringing It Boy says, cases don't mean death. And it's like with me, I will not take the vaccine, but I'm healthy. But if you've got pre-existing conditions that make you susceptible to catching it, by all means, take the vaccine. I've got a neighbor downstairs who took the vaccine. She's got pre-existing conditions. She was not really healthy. So she took the vaccine. I can see that. But if you're healthy, or if you've had coronavirus and gotten over it, you don't need the vaccine, but they're still pushing it. One of the senators here in the state said to somebody who asked him that, well, I've already had it. Do I need to get a vaccine? Yes, you do. No, you don't. The vaccine doesn't last anywhere near as long. For one thing, they're finding out that it doesn't last as long. They're talking about how it has to be an annual thing. And Bringing It Boy says, governors are not doctors or scientists, yet they control what and how businesses and schools open. Exactly. Schools here have been closed for over a year. They finally opened to a certain extent. They're keeping, like, I think 25% or 35% of the class can come back to school. And the teachers here are saying, oh, we don't like that. Of course they don't. They've been sitting on their butts at home teaching classes from their computer where they don't even really have to get dressed. Just put on a blouse or a shirt. Why would they want to have to go back to work where they have to completely dress and then stand in front of kids in front of a class and actually do some work? And here in New Mexico, our state house in Santa Fe is completely locked down. The people cannot get in. It's just like the White House now. That's the people's house, but people cannot get in because they've got wire all over the place to keep you out. And they want to keep it that way. They don't want to let you have your control back. They don't want to let you have your life back. They don't want things to go back to normal because that means you've got control back. They don't want that to happen. One of the things that I've actually been following past couple of days is that shooting that happened in Indianapolis at the FedEx. FedEx facility there in Albuquerque, in Indianapolis, and I've been by that facility. It is freaking huge, folks. It is essentially a big part right at the airport. But here, with what happened there, we now have, and this is not one of the station, one of the articles that I found from the Epic Times, or MSM News, actually, was that, let me see if I can find, yeah, Jen Psaki, who is the press secretary of the White House, is now calling on Congress to act on gun control after the shooting at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. I really didn't know that the press secretary of the White House had that much power. I really didn't know that the White House press secretary had that much power. But she said, quote, "We can't afford to wait as innocent lives are taken." And she said that today, which actually is that on the 14th anniversary of the Virginia Tech mass shooting, when a gunman killed 32 people, President Biden was informed of another mass shooting, at least 45th across America in the last month. And I've been trying to talk about this for a while now because the policies that are going on in the White House, the policies that are going on in all across the United States right now are happening because of policies out of the White House. But of course, they're Democrats, and of course, they're liberals and socialists, so they're not going to take the blame for that. So what they're calling for is to act on gun control. Well, here's the problem with this. Gun control has already been done. When it comes to assault weapons, they've already been banned. When it comes to weapons with magazines more than 10 bullets, they've already been banned. And I think it's even gone farther down than that. It's already illegal to own a gun if you don't go through the right channels to get it. And they don't seem to understand that no matter how many laws they make to stop people from having guns, it ain't going to help because criminals don't care about laws. They don't care that there's a law saying, oh, you can't have that gun. I have yet to see a criminal take note that it's against the law to have a gun, where they'll sit there and scratch their heads and, well, I guess if the law says I can't have a gun, I better get rid of it, huh? I better not ever try and use it because it's against the law. Folks, they don't care. If they cared about laws, if they cared about following laws, they wouldn't be breaking the laws. They wouldn't be. But they do it anyway. And they do it because they don't follow the laws. And essentially what I'm thinking is probably going on, they'll sit there and they'll sit back and they saw that article where Jen Psaki is saying, oh, we need to call out Congress and tell them that they need to pass act on gun control after the Indianapolis FedEx shooting. Why? What good is it going to do? You get more gun control laws, folks. And what happened on the 16th of April in the Indianapolis FedEx facility where at least 8 people were killed? It would have happened anyway. For one thing, FedEx in Indianapolis is a gun-free zone. I know this to be true because I've gone in there. There's signs there that say, gun-free zone, you cannot bring a gun in. Okay, so if you can't bring a gun in there, but some guy went in there with a gun anyway and then shot 8 people, or killed at least 8 people and then turned the gun on himself. It would have still happened. Thank God it was only 8 people. There were 4 other people with gunshot wounds who were transported by ambulance, including one in critical condition. 3 were transported to with other injuries, while 2 were treated at the scene and released. But the problem comes in that every time we have a shooting, nothing comes out in the news about where the shooting was done, that it was a gun-free zone. Oh, no, that's never brought up. That's never brought up. They never talk about that kind of thing. And it's like bringing it, boy says, proposed gun control laws will not save, will not have saved the lives of school shootings or any other shootings. All these schools that have had shootings in them, they're gun-free zones, folks. The place I used to work at in Indianapolis, actually it was in Plainfield, the Epson printer, where they sold Epson printers and refurbished Epson printers and projectors, right at the door where you walk in, gun-free zone. And I told somebody about that one day. I said, you know what, that sign sitting there saying it's a gun-free zone is actually advertising to people who want to go up and shoot places up that this is a good place to go, because there's going to be no guns. Oh boy, that means I can go in there and shoot up and shoot people and nobody can shoot back. What the Democrats and the politicians have got to learn is that people who do this thing look for gun-free zones. They're not going to go to a place where they know that there's going to be guns. They won't go there. They'll look for another place. They'll find a place that has a sign up that says gun-free zone. Oh boy, this is where I can do my stuff. And bringing it, boy says again, gun control laws tie the hands of law-abiding gun owners from defending themselves, their family, their businesses, etc. Because you got your gun control laws. So your law-abiding gun owners are going to follow the laws. Laws say you can't carry around a gun unless you have the permit that says you can. And then there's all kinds of restrictions on that one too. But law-abiding gun owners will not carry a gun with them. They'll work in gun-free zones. And there's sitting ducks for anyone who decides, well, I'm going to shoot up a place today. Let's see if I can find me a gun-free zone. And bringing it, boy says, Chicago is a gun-free zone. If you people would just look at it, Chicago has some of the highest rates of gun violence in the nation. And Chicago is a gun-free zone. Chicago's mayor is constantly, and she looks like a vampire to me, or a zombie, but she will tell everybody, somebody comes into your place of business to shoot up the business, take cover and call the police. Really? if it was up to me, I'd make sure that there were people out there that actually had guns with them in case something happened. And Rahm Emanuel made it gun-free. And that was under Obama. Or actually, it was before Obama. But we could see where it was heading. And Indianapolis right now is getting to the point where it's almost as bad as Chicago is. It's a gun-free zone. Even though it sits in Indiana, which is a conservative state. But what we have to look at here is New Mexico is a liberal state. But if you look at where the votes for Trump came in, two-thirds of the state from just below Albuquerque down were all red. One-third of New Mexico, which included Albuquerque and Santa Fe and the bigger cities here in New Mexico, were all blue. That's what made us a liberal state. And that's what's keeping us a liberal state is the politics here in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque that are all liberal, every bit of it. And now our mayor of this city is blaming everything else for the problems he's having when the problems he's having is because of his policies. He's a liberal. And he's got liberal politicians here in Albuquerque that do not believe that they are there to support and represent the people. Even though if you bring up what they are, they're representatives. What are they representing? Themselves, obviously, because they're not representing the people. One of the best things Chicago ever did was to get rid of Rahm Emanuel. But then they went even worse and got, well, what's her face? But Obama started this whole thing. He made it perfectly fine to make gun-free zones so that the American citizens cannot protect themselves against people who won't follow gun laws. And that's where this whole thing is going wrong, folks. They know deep down in their itty-bitty little hearts, law-abiding gun owners will follow the law. But they will never bring up the fact that criminals never will. And there is where we have our problems, folks. I went just a little bit over on that one. I'll be right back.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, we are back. Call in number is 646-478-5284. One of the things that I was talking with Vincent Brown, who does Black by Color Only on Saturday, and he was saying that he is having a lot of fun with the way things are going on now. And he said he's having a lot of fun because there's so much news that is hitting everybody right now that it's hitting us at light speed. It's almost to the point where you could do a six-hour show and never run out of things to talk about. And my problem has always been is that I get myself on a tangent and start my show using two or three different things, and I stick with those different things. Vincent doesn't. He does his show, and he gets himself going, and he has people call in, and he has conversations with them. It's really neat to listen to his show. I enjoy listening to it and listen to it essentially all the time. We here at CNM have been keeping, or at least I have been keeping a tally on the shows that have the best listenership, and mine has kind of been, at times, has struggled with some of the things that I've talked about, because I really haven't, because especially when I talk about New Mexico, because there's a lot of my listeners are not from New Mexico. I've got, you know, Bringing It Boys from California, Sarge in the chat room, I'm not sure where they're from. Vorp is from Indiana, and Bringing It Boy actually has more of the things of that I will talk about when it comes to New Mexico, because he's living the dream there in California. The last time that I remember California actually doing even halfway decently was when Reagan was governor. And I don't remember too much about California when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor, because I don't know whether he was good or not, because I never heard too much about it. But I have heard a lot about Newsom. I've talked a lot about Grisham. I've talked a lot about Whitmer and Cuomo. And all these governors that seem to think that the best thing that they can do for the United States is to keep us locked down because we are not smart enough to realize how to keep ourselves safe. So we need them. No, I'm sorry to say we don't. The only thing that they are there for is to pretty much enforce laws that are on the books. What they have decided their thing to do is to control the people. That is not what they're there for. That is not what they're supposed to be there for. But the problem now comes in with the fact that with the 24-hour news cycle that we have. Yeah, laws are overrated. They are. But with the 24-hour news cycle we've got going right now, one of the things that Tucker Carlson said in one of his updates that he talked about probably about a week ago now, was that people were not made to change quickly. He said from in Europe, I think he mentioned Europe from 400 to 1400, there wasn't that much change. Things didn't change that much. After the Industrial Revolution, things started changing faster. And one of the things he mentioned was that change actually brings on chaos if it comes too quickly. And we can see that chaos here in the United States right now. Black Lives Matter, shooting up everything, burning down buildings, and they're the heroes of this nation, according to the left. But people who are following the laws, people who are doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're the criminals. They're the ones that we need to watch out for. They are not who you need to fashion your kids after. They need to be fashioned after people like Black Lives Matter, who are now buying up mansions everywhere, you know, in California and other places, from the money that they have stolen through the rioting and the things that they have done over the last year. And we have this problem going on here in the United States now, to where law-abiding people are not who we are fashioning ourselves after now. Got our people like Biden and Harris and Pelosi and Schumer and Maxine Waters. Every time somebody comes after them for something that they themselves have done, they get pissed off because, oh my God, they are blaming us. The blame isn't ours. How can they blame us for what's going on? Oh, it's easy. It's your policies. It's the things you're allowing. It's the things that you have allowed over the last year. All this stuff in Portland, Oregon, where, yeah, I used to live in Portland, Oregon. It was a beautiful city. I can't say that it probably is anymore after BLM and Antifa took over and decided that they were a small country to themselves. They needed their own city center, which they destroyed, by the way. We have the Democrats and the media, the news media, showing a riot, buildings burning in the background, and they say in this mostly peaceful riot or this mostly peaceful protest is not against the law. One of the things that I had listed as something I wanted to talk about this week, and I accidentally shut the window on it, and because I usually try and open up windows as I'm going along, and I keep them open during the week so that when I get my show going, I can look at these windows and get to the articles that I want to talk about. One of them was about a police chief or a mayor. It wasn't a mayor. There was a police chief, I think, that called what was going on. And I can't even think of the city anymore right at the moment. But what was going on in this city because of the policeman that was shot were protests. And a reporter had the gonads to ask about it and say, why did you say it was a riot? It wasn't a riot. It was a protest. And the police chief said, no, it was a riot. When you get violent, It is no longer a protest. It is a riot. And they said, and you could hear in the background, and I was going to record this and use it as a clip, but in the background, you could hear about four of them saying, it wasn't a riot. It was a protest. It was not a riot. Yes, it was. And the police chief stood there and said, yes, it was a riot. There is another place where this country is going down the tubes, because when the truth is actually told, the person speaking the truth is put down as a liar. Why? Because the truth does not fit the agenda that the leftists and Hollywood and the media want for this nation. They don't want to be told that what they're doing is wrong. They don't want anyone to know what they're doing is wrong. One of the reasons why I keep doing this show and talking about what they're doing is because what they're doing is wrong. And until I get shut down, I'm going to continue to say it. Until they start following the laws of that are on the books and stop making up new laws that will do what they want, then they're breaking laws. The laws are already there on the books all over this nation. The gun control laws are already there on the books all over this nation. But you get a shooting like the one in Indianapolis, and all of a sudden, even people like Jen Psaki, who has absolutely no say in this, are telling Congress, oh, you need to do this. You need to go for gun control. And nobody ever comes up and tells them, what's the point? There's already gun control laws on the books. More gun control laws are not going to do any good. The laws are already there. Enforce them. It's like I told the governor of the state. The laws are already there. Enforce them. Stop making new laws to fit your agenda. Do what's right. Follow the laws that are on the books. Prosecute the laws that are on the books. People who are going, got kicked out and then refreshed. I've had that happen to me several times. And I had it happen 1 week when I was doing my show. I think I was about halfway through a two-hour show and I suddenly disappeared. I started having people telling me in the chat room, you're not there. So I had to refresh. I haven't had that problem with this computer yet. One of the reasons why there for a couple of weeks, I wasn't doing my show every week is the reason for that is because I got my new computer and I had to get all of my stuff onto this computer. Well, I found out after I got the computer that it's only got a 250 gigabyte hard drive on it, which means that it's half the size of the one that I had. So I can't have all the stuff that I had on this computer that I had on my other one. So what I'm having to do with my daily updates, which are videos, I'll put them on my computer. Yep, the BTR gods just keeping an eye on me. Yeah, but you know, one of the things that I've been trying to say is like with my videos that I do Monday through Thursday, and then on Saturday, I'm doing them now too. Because I'm being banned on Facebook and on Twitter. I've been banned on Twitter too and on YouTube. That I've got my accounts on Rumble and on BitChute as NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. And I've been trying to keep saying that please subscribe to my channels, because once I can get enough people on those channels and they can start self-sustaining themselves, I'll take myself off of Facebook completely. I'll take myself completely. Well, I'm going to end up getting off of YouTube as soon as they let me back in, because I'm going to say something else. I'm going to have my third strike and they're going to delete me altogether. But I've been trying to work myself into, for 9 months, holy crap, what did you do? I know I got myself knocked off of Twitter because somebody had mentioned that all you have to do is mention that Hunter Biden had broken the law and his laptop was, you know, there was an article that came out, months ago now, about his laptop and how the news media was being squelched on that. And somebody posted to me that if you post this on Twitter, you will get banned. I thought, okay, I want to try this. And I did, and I got banned almost immediately. They shut me down for, I think, a week. And Facebook took all his vids off from his channel, People for America. You know, and, you know, that's the thing that I've been doing, though. It's just like I got my daily updates, which I call NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. And I'm putting them, I've got them on Rumble now. I've probably got about 40 or 50 videos there now. And I've got them on BitChute. And I've been on BitChute ever since they opened up. I've been on Rumble since 2015, something like that. I've been on there for a while. But for a long time, I didn't do anything there. I just had an account, but I didn't put any videos on there. And then I started hearing that Rumble and BitChute don't knock you off for saying things that the liberal media doesn't like. And when I got knocked off of, I got one video deleted from YouTube probably about 2 months ago. And they warned me then that if I didn't stop, I was going to get my first strike. And I got my first and my second strike within 3 weeks of each other. My first one I got, actually it was within 2 weeks of each other, because I got my first one, took me off of there for 1 week. And as soon as I came back, I did two videos and one of them was deleted immediately. And there was my second one. And Twitter, bringing up Boy Says, Twitter suspended me because some girl posted a picture of herself and I commented, next 2020 porn star. So there you go. You got your badge of honor. But that's the way I'm starting to look at this whole thing now. So when they ban me, when they take my videos and take them off, to me, that is becoming a badge of honor. And I'm calling it that. It's a badge of honor given to me for telling the truth and getting taken down for it. And I know a lot of people who don't want to say things on their accounts because they're afraid someone will complain. And when I do my updates, the Facebook has made it really hard to do the updates and then add them to groups. Because it used to be that you'd open up the thing to share it to a group and you could just click on each one, because each one had a share button on it, and all you had to do was click on those buttons and just go down the list. Can't do that anymore. Now you have to get your list up, click on the first one, and it goes to that one, and then you can add it in there, post it, and then you have to go back in and redo all that again and get to the second one and then add it. They've made it hard to do. I used to do 67, 68 shares a day on Facebook. It's hard to do that now. I think it's knocked it down to about 30 or 40. But there's one group on Facebook that's the Megyn Kelly fan book page. And there are a lot of liberals there, and they take offense to everything a conservative says. And that is where I'm getting my complaints from. When I got banned off of Facebook for a week, that's where that complaint came from. I just got informed that 90 minutes until the end of my show. I am glad that I had everybody here in the chat room with me today. I was really pleasantly surprised when I started the show. I still hadn't even started the show, and I had three people in there. I thought, hey, this is awesome. This has never happened before. But I will be back next week. Monday through Thursday, I will be doing my NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. I will put it on Rumble and Facebook and BitChute. And then from Rumble, I will share it to Facebook and get it on there. So it'll be Monday through Thursday. Next Friday will be my next show. And then on Saturday, I've been doing a special edition of the NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold. The first Saturday, I got taken down for it. But Bringing It Voice says, if you come on, they will come. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I wanted to thank everybody for being here tonight. God bless America. God bless our troops. And as I always say, we will not be ruled. And God bless you all. Talk to you next week. Have a great day. Bless you all.